Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Elizabeth Cochrane, C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E. I'm sorry, C-O-C-H-R-A-N, Elizabeth A., 6381 Simonson, S-I-M-O-N-S-O-N, Court, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-327-7766. ID is XXX XX4105, date of birth 6/19/1954, 68-year-old, married, retired woman. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Rite Aid-Magalia, 530-873-0800. It's addressed to Dr. Brian Edward Caudle, C-A-U-D-L-E-M-D. Adventist Health, Paradise Skyway, Rural Health Clinic, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 959-69-6624. Phone is 530-872-2000. Phone 530-332-1049, parenthesis, fax in parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with recent findings of frontal AV malformation. Dear Dr. Caudle and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Elizabeth Cochrane, who was seen for examination on August 8th, with a history of possible mini-stroke in April. She gave a history of right-sided headaches with episodes of stereotypical reduced speech, some spells precipitated by forward bending or bending down, producing spinning dizziness and disequilibrium, as well as episodes of drowsiness associated with as headaches associated with drowsiness. New paragraph, her neurological examination today. New paragraph, current medications, Lamictal 100 milligrams twice a day for bipolar disorder, bupropion 100 milligrams daily, buspirone 30 milligrams two daily, trazodone 150 milligrams HS, alprazolam 1 milligram two times a day, Lipitor 40 milligrams daily. New paragraph. She reports that she takes alcohol moderately, quote, a glass of wine, unquote. She lives with her husband. She has had numerous operations, including hysterectomy for endometriosis, cervical fusion for degenerative disc disease, interventional surgery for diverticulitis with abscess, surgical repair, meniscus of the knee, surgical repair, finger tendon, rotator cuff repair, new paragraph, she currently, neuromusculoskeletal, she currently, general, she currently complains of reduced concentration, lightheadedness, reduced appetite, disequilibrium, reduced memory, new paragraph, head, she describes left-sided intermittent neuralgia. New paragraph, next she describes reduced grip strength in the right hand. New paragraph, lower back, she reports weakness in her legs. New paragraph, shoulders, she describes right shoulder pain. Elbows, wrists, ankles, and feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph. Systematic review of symptoms, general, no symptoms reported, EENT, no symptoms reported, pulmonary, no symptoms reported, cardiovascular, no symptoms reported, endocrine, no symptoms reported, gastrointestinal, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, reduced bladder control, nocturia, and frequency. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she reports difficulty with walking. Neuromuscular weakness, new paragraph. Mental health, she reports tearfulness, feelings of depression, problems with appetite, difficulty sleeping, panic symptoms when stressed, previous suicidal gesture, suicidal ideation. She has seen a counselor, neuropsychiatric. She is under the care of a psychiatrist. She denied a history of convulsions. Fainting spells and paralysis. New paragraph, personal safety. She gives a history of frequent falls. New paragraph, sexual function, gynecological, female. She reports a history of painful intercourse. Pounds, menarche at age 16, last menstrual period 30 years ago. She has completed mammography, hysterectomy. She has 3 children, 2 daughters and a son, born without complication. Sexual function, she is not currently sexually active. She gave a history of discomfort with intercourse. She denied exposures or transmissible disease. Dermatological, no symptoms. Personal and family health history. She was born on June 19, 1954. She's 68 years old and right-handed. Her father died at age 53 with a coronary. Her mother at age 85 with lung cancer. Her husband is age 62 in good health. Her 3 children are also in good health. New paragraph. She gave a family history of cancer in her mother, hypertension in her father. She denied a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, stroke, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph. Neurological examination, mental status. Elizabeth is alert, oriented, and pleasant, and no apparent distress or immediate recent remote memories are preserved, as is her attention concentration. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are preserved. New paragraph, her motor examination bilaterally is 5 over 5, proximally and distally. New paragraph, sensory examination is intact pin touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, and simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are symmetrically preserved. She has mental signs. New paragraph, her ambulatory examination is fluid and non-ataxic with preserved tandem in heel and toe. Romberg is negative. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Elizabeth presents with a clinical history of tendency to fall precipitated by body positional maneuvers. New paragraph, she gives a history of recurrent episodes of falling that may be precipitated by stereotypical episodes that historically may be related to the findings of the AV malformation on her MR imaging study completed on April 14, 2022. New paragraph, she has been treated therapeutically for bipolar disorder on neurostabilizing anticonvulsant medication with antidepressant treatment and adjusted anxiolytics. New paragraph, in clinical consideration of this presentation, we will obtain initially a routine electroencephalogram for diagnostic purposes in consideration for further treatment. New paragraph, today, with her clinical history, I'm initiating a trial of Vimpat 50 milligrams to take twice a day for additional neurostabilization of possible stereotypical epilepsy. New paragraph, she'll be seen for reevaluation and treatment and follow-up with the results of her studies and my signature.